Hello students, welcome to the distance learning program launched by AEES. This is class 9th mathematics, chapter 4, linear equations in two variables. This whole chapter is divided into three modules. This is module 3. In module 2, we have learnt graphical representation of linear equations in two variables and also equations of axis and lines parallel to the x-axis and y-axis. We have also learnt geometric representations of an equation in one variable and in two variables. In this module 3, we will do some more applications on graphical representation of linear equations in two variables. So let us start with some solved examples. Example 14. If the work done by a body on application of a constant force is directly proportional to the distance traveled by the body, express this in the form of an equation in two variables and draw the graph of the same by taking the constant force as 5 units. Also, read from the graph the work done when the distance traveled by the body is 2 units and 0 unit. So, let the distance traveled by the body is x units and the work done by the body is y units. It is given that the work done by the body is directly proportional to the distance traveled. So, we have y proportional to x. This gives us y is equal to 5x, where 5 is constant of proportionality. Now, to plot the graph of this linear equation, first we need to find the solutions of this linear equation. So, to solve this linear equation, let us put x is equal to 0. Accordingly, we get y is equal to 5 multiplied by 0, that is 0. Similarly, putting x is equal to 1, we get y is equal to 5. And putting x is equal to minus 1, we get y is equal to minus 5. So the solutions can be summarized as 0, 0, 1, 5, minus 1, minus 5. Now we need to plot these points on a graph and join them. So when we plot these points on a graph and join them, we get a straight line as shown in the figure. Now let us answer the sub questions. From the graph, we need to find the work done when the distance traveled is 2 units. So we know that the distance traveled is x and the work done is y. So from the graph, if x is equal to 2, we can observe that the value of y is 10. So if the distance traveled is 2 units, then the work done is 10 units. And we are getting this answer from the graph. Now the second question, we need to find that work done when the distance traveled is 0 units. Therefore, if x is equal to 0, accordingly we have y is equal to 0 from the graph. So, if the distance traveled is 0 units, then the work done is 0 units. Now let us solve another example. Example 15. In countries like USA and Canada, temperature is measured in Fahrenheit, whereas in countries like India, it is measured in Celsius. Here is a linear equation that converts Fahrenheit to Celsius. We have F is equal to 9 by 5C plus 32. Draw the graph of the linear equation using Celsius for x-axis and Fahrenheit for y-axis. Second question, if the temperature is 30 degrees Celsius, what is the temperature in Fahrenheit? The third question, if the temperature is 95 degree Fahrenheit, what is the temperature in Celsius? Fourth one, If the temperature is 0 degrees Celsius, what is the temperature in Fahrenheit? And if the temperature is 0 Fahrenheit, what is the temperature in Celsius? Fifth one, is there any temperature which is numerically the same in both Fahrenheit and Celsius? If yes, find it. Now, according to the question, it is given that F is equal to 9 by 5 into C plus 32. So, let F is equal to Y and C is equal to X. So, the equation can be written as Y is equal to 9 by 5 into X plus 32. Now, we need to plot the graph of this linear equation. So, now to plot the graph of this linear equation, we need to find the solutions of the linear equation. So, putting X is equal to 0, we get Y is equal to 9 by 5 multiplied by 0 plus 32. So, this gives us 0 plus 32, which is equal to 32. Now, by putting X is equal to 5, we get Y is equal to 9 by 5 multiplied by 5 plus 32, and 5 and 5 get cancelled. So, we get 9 plus 32, which gives us 41. Similarly, by putting X is equal to minus 5, we get Y is equal to 23. So, before proceeding further, students, just notice that when we are taking the values of X, we have taken the values of X as the multiples of 5. Do you know the reason? We have discussed a similar situation in the module 2 also. So, if we observe the linear equation, on the right hand side, we have a fraction 9 by 5 and the denominator contains 5. So, when we are choosing the values of X, we are choosing deliberately the multiples of 5, so that during simplification, it will be cancelled by 5 and the simplification becomes easier. Now, proceeding further, the solutions can be summarized as 0, 32, 5, 41, minus 5, 23. Now, to draw the graph of the linear equation, first we need to plot these points on a graph. So, by plotting these points on a graph and joining them, we get a straight line as shown in the figure. Now, let us try to answer the second question. If the temperature is 30 degrees Celsius, what is the temperature in Fahrenheit? So, this can be answered from the graph as we have done in the previous question. But here we are going to choose the direct method to answer this question. So, when we have C is equal to 30 degrees Celsius, accordingly how much is in Fahrenheit? So, substituting the value of C as 30 in the given linear equation, we get F is equal to 9 by 5 multiplied by 30 plus 32. So, on simplification, we get F is equal to 86 degrees. The third question, if the temperature is 95 degree Fahrenheit, what is the temperature in Celsius? So, by substituting F is equal to 95, we get 95 is equal to 9 by 5 multiplied by C plus 32. Transposing 32 from the right hand side to the left hand side, we get 95 minus 32 equal to 9 by 5 multiplied by C. So, on simplification, we have 63 is equal to 9 by 5 multiplied by C. Therefore, C is equal to 63 multiplied by 5 by 9. This gives us C is equal to 35 degrees Celsius. Now, the fourth question, if the temperature is 0 degrees Celsius, what is the temperature in Fahrenheit? And if the temperature is 0 degree Fahrenheit, what is the temperature in Celsius? So, by substituting C is equal to 0, we have F is equal to 9 by 5 multiplied by 0 plus 32. This gives us 0 plus 32, which is equal to 32 Fahrenheit. In the same way, by substituting F is equal to 0, we get 0 is equal to 9 by 5 multiplied by C plus 32. Now transposing 32 to the left hand side, we have 0 minus 32 is equal to 9 by 5 multiplied by C. So minus 32 is equal to 9 by 5 multiplied by C. Therefore, C is equal to minus 32 multiplied by 5 by 9. So on simplification, we get C is equal to minus 17.78 degrees. Now let us take up the fifth question. Is there a temperature which is numerically same in both Fahrenheit and Celsius? If yes, find it. Yes, there is a temperature which is numerically same in both Fahrenheit and Celsius. So to find such temperature, we will substitute F is equal to C and find the value of F. Once we get the value of F, that will be the same as C also. So substituting F is equal to C, we have F is equal to 9 by 5 multiplied by F plus 32. So on simplifying the right hand side, we have 9F plus 160 whole divided by 5. Hence we get F is equal to 9F plus 160 whole divided by 5. On cross multiplication, we get 9F plus 160 equal to 5F. Now transposing 5F to the left hand side and 160 to the right hand side, we have 9F minus 5F equal to minus 160. This gives us 4F equal to minus 160. So F is equal to minus 160 by 4, which is equal to minus 40. So this gives us the result minus 40 degree Celsius equal to minus 40 degree Fahrenheit. So students, in this module 3, we have seen some applications of graphical representation of linear equations in two variables. And this completes module 3. So before completing with this chapter, students, you know that learning mathematics depends a lot on doing mathematics, that includes solving problems. So keeping this in mind, a total of 3 worksheets, such that one worksheet for each module is made. First worksheet contains 10 questions, second worksheet contains 15 questions, and third worksheet contains 20 questions. You should solve them. Third worksheet may also contain some difficult questions. Try them yourself enough before approaching ready-made solutions. 3 handouts are also made. First 2 handouts contain synopsis of the content, and the third handout has multiple choice questions and some true or false questions. Attempt them also. This completes chapter 4. So before I conclude, let me introduce myself. I am Sudhakar, working as a math teacher in AICS 3 Mumbai. Thank you.